everyone, happy Sabbath. Wow, it's really great to be here. It's been 2 weeks since we've been, or I've been here. It's kind of been a little bit of a interesting ride over the last 2 weeks. But I wanted to say thank you to everyone for the love, the thank yous. You know, not the thank yous, the sympathy and the calls that have been made. And I wanted to just say thank you for all that. The thoughts and prayers were really beautiful, and they really meant a lot. So thank you very much. So over the last few weeks, I've been trying my best to follow the doctor's orders and allow my body to heal. Let me slide this forward because I do get a little loud. Yeah, so I've been trying to get myself to heal, and my wife has been a big part of it, and I got to thank her as well. And she did a great job of making sure that I follow the doctor's orders consistently, making sure I was consistent with taking my meds, applying ice, getting up every couple hours to walk around. Of course, God's grace has everything to do with healing, and I give him all the praise and glory. I mean, without him, I wouldn't be here. None of us would be here. But sitting there looking around and thinking about looking forward to my recovery, I realized that consistency is very important in the healing process. It's something that was absolutely required, and it was essential if I was going to fully recover. I mean, think about it. Simplicity, it's a very simplistic concept. Consistency has an enormous impact on every part of our lives. No matter what it is, when we dedicate ourselves to practicing something consistently, whether it's caring for our health, developing a skill, or nurturing a relationship, it is the steady rhythm of repeated actions that we take that builds strength, that builds resilience, and that leads us to lasting change that transforms us. Consider the athlete who trains regularly, or the musician who practices daily, or the student who studies a little each day. Their progress may seem very slow at first, but with each consistent act of repetition, their abilities grow, their confidence deepens, and the results become very visible in their lives. Well, the same is true for us, brethren, when it comes to our spiritual healing. So the title of today's message is The Power of Four, Building Faith Through Consistency. The Power of Four, Building Faith Through Consistency. Today I want to take a moment to examine consistency through the lens of a recent study by the Centers of Bible Engagement, and it's titled The Power of Four. The Power of Four underscores how consistency and engaging with God's Word leads to powerful and positive spiritual development in our lives. Brethren, just as consistency is vital for our physical recovery and all of our daily pursuits, it's even more essential in our spiritual journey. The Power of Four was a groundbreaking study that took place over 8 years. It surveyed over 100,000 people, and it found that Christians who engage in the Bible at least 4 times a week experience dramatic spiritual and personal transformation. At the heart of the study, we find a clear correlation that makes the case for consistent engagement in God's Word. It's not just about reading the words on a page, but allowing God's Word to consistently enter our hearts and our minds and prepare us for God's kingdom. The study draws a line between occasional engagement in the Word and intentional interaction with God's Scripture. And it confirms that consistency is nothing short of life-changing. And that's amazing. There's pure data there in this report. And I would encourage anyone who's interested, go online, find a report. The data is incredible. And there's charts and all kinds of information. But anyways, the point that I want to make here, point one, is that consistent Bible study fuels spiritual growth. Consistent Bible study fuels spiritual growth. And so let's begin there. Let's turn to the first scripture in Psalm 1:1. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1. Psalm 1:1. In many ways, Psalm 1 is the gateway to the entire book of Psalms. It teaches us that spiritual growth flows from consistent delight in God's instruction. And meditation on a day and night is how we transform ourselves. Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. But those whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night, That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Brethren, the power of four confirms that engaging with the Bible four or more times a week leads to a dramatic increase in positive spiritual outcomes. But less frequent engagement, let's say once, maybe twice, or even three times a week, has no impact on people's spiritual lives. And what's amazing is that four times a week, if we change it and we just dedicate four times a week, it does something in us. It shifts our mindset. It removes spiritual stagnation. It decreases it 60% according to the study. People who once felt stuck in their faith begin to gain wisdom and discernment. The Word of God becomes a living stream, nourishing the soul and producing fruit in their lives. Many of the people in the study follow a typical pattern that we see in the world. For years, they attend church faithfully, they pray occasionally, and they read the Bible when time allows. But their spiritual growth was slow, and life's challenges often felt very overwhelming to them. Only when they made a simple commitment to engage with Scripture at least four times a week did they feel a change in their lives. At first, it was just a habit. But over time, they noticed a difference. Their faith grew stronger. The wisdom to make daily decisions increased. Their temptations lost their grip on their lives. The Word of God became a source of comfort and conviction and courage. As they became consistent in the Word, their lives were transformed. Brethren, the spiritual transformation is clear. When we read the Bible daily, when we become consistent in Bible study, it fuels our spiritual growth. And like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields fruit, we start yielding. We start changing. We start transforming. Well, then, brethren, we need to ask ourselves, how often do we let God's word speak to us? Are we making it a priority at least four times a week? And if so, has it changed your life? Which then brings me to the second point here. God's word transforms lives. The impact of a consistent Bible study doesn't stop with personal growth. It extends to our relationships. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. This passage highlights that this scripture, when consistently studied and applied to our lives, leads to growth in character. And it equips us for a positive relationship. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, the Apostle Paul tells us that all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I love that. The man of God may be complete, as if we need something in our lives. In many ways, the power of four study confirms this verse. It found significant reductions in bitterness and anger and loneliness, and destructive behaviors were reduced among frequent Bible readers. It confirms that Scripture can transform the whole person over a period of time. According to the study, bitterness in relationships, especially marriages, diminished by 40%. Anger issues dropped by 32%. Loneliness was reduced by 30%. Brethren, God's word is a living and active, and it convicts us, it comforts us, and it corrects us. It completes us and thoroughly equips us for this earthly walk that we find ourselves in. The power of four provides many testimonies, including couples on the brink of divorce who were weighed down by resentment and anger. And when they began reading scriptures together, and letting God's word speak to their pain and anguish, over time, forgiveness replaced bitterness, and healing began to transform their hearts. Brethren, when you read the statistics from the power of four, it is clear that they are not just numbers. They represent real lives changed by the power of God's word. So I invite us all to take a moment again and reflect. Are there areas of our lives or relationships that we need to heal? Are there patterns of anger or loneliness or destructive behaviors that you need to break, that we've longed to break? If so, the answer is not found in willpower alone, but it's in consistent engagement with God and the scriptures. When we are consistent in God's word, it penetrates our heart and it transforms our relationships. Which brings us to the final point here, the third point, which is that consistent Bible study empowers us for the service in God's kingdom. Let's turn to Matthew 28, verse 19. Matthew 28, verse 19. This one should be well known to us. It's the Great Commission. And then Jesus commands his followers to teach and to serve. But of course, it implies that we know his word and that we apply his word in our lives. So Matthew 28, 19, it says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Brethren, the Power of Four study really truly reveals that those who read the Bible at least four times a week are far more likely to share their faith. The statistics show their faith increase by 228%. Their willingness to teach others increased by 231%. Supporting the mission and serving and giving increased by 416%. Brethren, the word equips us to serve, to witness, and to build up the body of Christ. We are called to prepare a people for God's kingdom. And this means actively participating in his work wherever we can. Many of the people in the study stated they were hesitant to share their faith. They worried about saying the wrong thing or being rejected by their friends and families. But as they began to engage with Scripture consistently, their confidence grew. The stories of courageous men and women of faith inspired them. The promises of God emboldened them. And soon they found themselves sharing their testimony with their neighbors, or leading a small Bible study group, or giving generously and supporting the mission. Their lives became a channel for God's love and power. This is the fruit that comes from engaging the Bible consistently. It's not just about personal growth or improved relationships. It's about being equipped for the service in the kingdom. That's why we're all here. So then, brother, once again, we need to ask ourselves, how is God calling us to serve? How can we support the Great Commission? How can we better prepare ourselves for the kingdom? And while the answers may surprise us, they will always be rooted in God's word. So now let's bring it all together and consider the three points. The first one, consistent Bible study fuels spiritual growth. The second, God's word transforms lives. The third, the Bible study empowers us to service in the kingdom of God. Brethren, the power of four is not magic. It's not a magic formula. It's a testament to the power of consistency. The more we study God's word, the more it can shape every area of our life. It's a call to action. We must commit to engaging with God's word at least four times a week if we expect to see changes in our lives. Find a reading plan. I think we all are in there. All of us are in the Bible reading plan. Or set some time aside for each day to read and to study and to meditate on Scripture. Maybe with a loved one, a husband, a wife, a friend, or friends. As God's elect, we are called to be consistent in God's word and steadfast in the truth. By consistently reading, studying, and following God's word at least four times a week, the power of four becomes transformational in our lives. So then, brethren, let us become steadfast in our walk in accordance with the hope that has been set before us, building faith through consistency.